You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's time to talk about the Green Bay Packers. This is your Packers Update, the daily cheese brought to you by Packernet.com and the Packernet Podcast. Go to Packernet.com every morning for all of your breaking Packers news. Well, Aaron Rodgers is doing his celebrity golf tournament with Tom Brady, and on Monday afternoon, he decided to take some time and speak publicly about mental health, presumably his own. Now, Rodgers, of course, is obviously in the middle of a very public rift with the Packers front office. He declined to attend any of the Packers' voluntary or mandatory offseason workouts and minicamps. And, of course, the three-time MVP did talk extensively last year about his opposition to those offseason programs. The question today, though, is, are his comments about mental health the beginning of him walking back some of his public opposition to the Packers' front office? Is Rodgers coming back to the Packers this season? It's starting to sound like that might be the case. If nothing else, his comments today do provide a pretty good framework for him to kind of act like nothing happened. I'm going to play those comments for you right now and let you decide what you think his message actually was.
Sometimes the loudest person in the room is not the smartest person. Sometimes the loudest person in the room is not the person who has all the facts on their side or the truth on their side. Sometimes there's a lot of wisdom in silence. Sometimes there's a lot of wisdom in being selective on what you say. And this offseason, I've spent a lot of time working on myself. I think for a long time, mental health has been only an okay topic to broach if you're talking about dealing with bouts of depression, suicide. Like, this is big issue topics, right, with mental health. It's been a weird stigma around it that I think there's been some athletes who've spoken out about those things and gotten the support they deserve. But there's not a lot of conversation around just the idea of having a very positive mental health state. And I think there's a lot to it that I've learned, that I've focused on in the offseason, about how to take care of myself, not the total package, not just my physical self, the workouts, but my spiritual self with my own mindful practices, my mental health as well. What's the best way to take care of that? And that's what I've been doing this offseason. That's why I've taken the time I've taken and done the things or not done the things that I've done. And I'm very thankful for that time.
The official start of Packers training camp is only 23 days away. Most people are unsure whether they expect Aaron Rodgers to attend or not. There will only be 3 weeks of preseason this year. The Packers will play the Texans, the Jets, and the Buffalo Bills in the preseason, as well as hold joint practices with the New York Jets, where head coach Matt LaFleur's brother, Mike LaFleur, is the offensive coordinator. And of course, Robert Saleh, the head coach, is an old friend of Matt LaFleur's as well. 2 years ago, the Packers did have joint practices with the Houston Texans in the preseason. That was something that Rodgers was very vocally opposed to. It would be surprising if he is interested in attending the joint practices with the Jets this year. For more breaking news regarding the Packers, you can follow me on Twitter at JJ Leahy, and make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast for more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been The Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update.